Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Now, we're talking today about meeting all these fantastic people when we're out on the road traveling. And I'm telling you guys all about the O Magazine insiders that I had the opportunity to travel with on my Alaska cruise. So I have another great conversation that I had with Sarah Harris. She has a blog called Makes Me Wonder. Hey, I love a girl who loves to travel. So listen to my conversation with Sarah.
I have been a longtime Oprah fan. She was with me all through college and in my earlier years of becoming a woman, and just every day I would record her show, and at the end of the day I would go back and have time chatting with my girlfriend is the way I kind of viewed it. And I missed it when the show went off the air, so luckily the magazine is still there. And I've read both. I won't say I'm one of those people that had it every single episode since the beginning, but I've really loved having that now since she's no longer... She didn't have her show, and because I don't have cable, so I don't have OWN, which I'm hoping to change soon. But so yeah, when I saw the ad in the back of the magazine and just talking about, are you a big fan? And I absolutely am. So I immediately applied, and was so pleasantly surprised to all of a sudden get noticed that I had been chosen. I just thought that the odds were totally against me, but I figured, what the heck. And I figured the universe would take it from there, so.
Well, now, if you have been a fan of Oprah since she was on TV with her show and now the magazine, I know then you have an oh moment that you can share with me. Is there like a moment where you were kind of like, oh, I just kind of get it, or you just connected with Oprah, or maybe a moment when you feel as though you were really inspired by something that she said? Maybe something that she did.
You know what? I don't know if I can even pick a single one, but what I really liked was just her focus was very real, very authentic, very truthful. So many shows at that time were all about just getting the headlines. I mean, even shows and magazines and everything are just about getting the headline. But with her, I feel like it's a real conversation going through real issues that real women encounter. Mm-hmm. And to me, that's just what attracted me. I'm all about being on the truthful level.
Yeah, and you know, one of the things that always inspired me too about Oprah is that she would always say everyone has a story.
Yes.
And I remember one of her shows where she had a lady on, and the lady said, well, I don't have any story. I'm just always running around with my kids, taking them to soccer practice and dance practice and getting the school clothes and doing all those things. I don't have a story. And Oprah said, well, that is your story.
That's interesting. Yes. Actually, now that you say that, that reminds me a little bit, or it makes me think that inspires me a little bit in my own writing, because I do have a blog that I... very random topics that I cover on any given day, but I always try to find the story behind any post. Mm-hmm. So even if it's going on to some great vacation in Monterey, it's not just about the vacation or the hotel where I stayed. It's about my experience while I was there and hoping to reach other women and why they would benefit from that as well. Mm-hmm. So...
Well, that's very, very inspiring. And that's, I mean, I think really that's what travel is all about. And if you have the opportunity to travel, you can certainly inspire other people to do it. So tell me a little bit more about your blog. What's the name of it?
MakesMeWander.com. So if you're wondering, yes, it's very similar to Maroon 5's song, Makes Me Wonder. And I think because I came up with the blog around the same time that song was a hit, and that song just happened to, it was right after I got divorced, and that song just happened to kind of pick me up and carry me on and bring me some joy at that moment in my life. And so it really got my creative juices going, and that's how I came about the name. And because I tend to wander, so. Mm-hmm.
But well, it can have so many meanings. But as a travel person, I mean, it makes me think about wandering. And I think I've seen you state this this quote that all who wander are not lost.
Exactly. Uh-huh. I'm just easily distracted.
Well, tell me a little bit more about what that really means to you, though, that quote.
Well, to me, it means trying to be present in my life and really pick out a moment that stood out in the day and then center in on it a little bit and just try to really remember it and everything that it meant to me and the emotions I felt while I was going through it. And that's not to say that every day I'm having these huge emotional highs and lows just to make it stand out, but just really trying to be present in my life and enjoy the little things.
I love that, Sarah, because I think too often we get so busy with rushing from this thing to that thing and trying to make sure we're checking everything off the list that we don't stay present in what's going on right now.
Right. And it's another way to stop and be grateful as well, which absolutely. I know is a big thing that Oprah does.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, there's so much to be grateful for.
Now tell me, though, about this cruise. So what has been a highlight for you doing our 7-day cruise. It's coming to the end. I can't believe it.
I know. I'm very sad that it's coming to an end. To me, honestly, the highlight has been hanging out with the Omeg Insiders. I mean, none of us knew each other really face-to-face before. We had obviously met and chatted on social media and everything, but it's been so wonderful. And I mean, even if I'm roaming by myself, I'm bound to run into one of you and just run off and follow you all. And everybody has such different things to offer, and everyone is so wonderful in their own way that it's just been a pleasure getting to know everybody.
We really are a great diverse group, but with certainly something very much in common, our love for Oprah and just really all of the inspirational things that she represents and that I think we represent in our lives as well.
It's true. I feel like I found my tribe.
That's a good way to put it. I like that. So tell me a little bit then more about your blog. Can people go there and read things about what you're doing in terms of travel or things that you're doing to make sure that you stay present?
Yes, there. Well, first of all, I started the blog just as a writing practice. And so it initially started out with 365 words a day for 365 days. And I kept that going until I got into grad school. And then suddenly it was put on hold. So, I mean, the timeline, I've been blogging since 2012, but it's been a little bit spotty here and there. So after grad school, I decided to rebrand. And now it tries to present a little bit more focus on being a mother chasing older kids while trying to chase down my own center. Because I see that the empty nest coming at me, and when they leave, I don't want to become a cat woman. I already have a starter kit. We have two cats at home, and I don't want it to turn into 20. So really, though, what they're going to find, I mean, that's a very broad description of the things. Like I said before, it is just, I tend to write a lot about whatever it is I'm thinking about that day or whatever I've just gone through, with the hope that if somebody else is going through something similar, they feel better having found my blog post about it. So sometimes it's travel, sometimes it's me ranting about being a parent and the crazy lives we lead. Sometimes I recently went through a breast cancer scare where I found lump, and it turned out luckily to be nothing, but it was still very stressful to go through. And I know I'm not the only one. So so I just kind of get it out there, and then hopefully somebody else will feel a little bit better after just knowing somebody else has gone through it.
No, that's very, very kind of you to write from that point of view. Because you're right. I mean, there's so many people that are going through things that are similar. And sometimes we feel like we're the only one.
Right.
And it's good to be able to commune with someone else that's going through something similar.
Yes. And as far as travel, I definitely do have some travel posts on there. I have trips that I've taken with my children and trips that I've taken without my children, and just the journeys that I was going on personally as well while on those vacations. And then another thing that I've done is I've started, it's called the PJ Journey, the personal journey. So it's basically, I've taken all the different books, the Eat, Pray, Love, and I've read Glennon Doyle's books and all these different books, and I've kind of put them together, because one big thing that I kept hearing after like Eat, Pray, Love and Wild is, well, I don't have 100 days of vacation to go find myself out in the wild. So I'm going through and I've taken everything and just pulled it together so that people can kind of take this personal journey from their PJs or in the comfort of their own home if they want. And sure, there are definitely situations where they can go out and try to find themselves, you know, but it leaves a lot of leeway for people to take it how they would like to do it. But it gives them hopefully the stepping stones to try to get through this personal journey without having to go out in the wild for 100 days. And so I put the steps into words for people, but then I also share my personal experience going through that step, just so people don't think I'm all talk and no action.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I can understand that. Okay, we're also calling this as Omeg Insiders, our year of adventure. So is it a year of adventure for you, or are you looking even further out?
Well, so far the adventure seems to be building. This is actually the first time ever. Well, this is my second trip that I've taken on my own without my kids, and they both happen to be this year. The first one was only a few months ago. I mean, my kids are 13 and 16, and I had never gone on vacation without them since they had been born. So for me, it's that taking that leap to go and work on myself and experience things and remind myself that it's important to work on myself first, and then I can go back and be an even better mom.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Now, I want people to check out your website.
Thank you.
What is your website so we can have folks go and check it out and, I know, be inspired?
Oh, thank you. Makesmewander.com.
Amazing, huh, Olivia? I mean, these ladies are fantastic. I really enjoyed spending the time with them on the Alaska cruise. It was great to just kind of sit and look out the window, talk with them while all this beautiful scenery and wildlife was passing by.
It is amazing, and hopefully it inspires people to put themselves out there and get to know the people that, you know, they may come across on their travels. You never know what story you might discover.
What story you might discover and what really, really great lifelong friend you may make as well when you're out traveling about. Now, also, you folks can go down to Sapelo Island. That's a great place to go and meet some people.
And they got some great stories down there.
A lot of really great stories down on Sapelo. And, you know, Sapelo is a great place to go for families or for, you know, people who want to go solo, you know, and meet someone while you're there. Or couples, you know, the Georgia Public Television describes Sapelo and the Sapelo Island birdhouses as one of the most romantic places in Georgia. So you can certainly take along a partner and go down to Sapelo Island. And if you want to check out their website, you can check it out at sapeloislandbeachvacations.com. Check out those birdhouses, luxury accommodations in a urban, natural setting.
Peace and quiet.
Peace and quiet. That's all you need. Now, we appreciate you guys listening in today. We hope that we have inspired you to get out, take a trip, you know, take a friend with you or make a friend when you are out there traveling around. This has been Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Thanks so much for listening today. And when we come back next week, we'll have more great travel information to share with you. Bye-bye. I want to